Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Rudyard Kipling, a Victorian age poet, wrote a beautiful little poem with the title, L'Envoi. Since high school days, that has been one of my favorite poems. Please listen to Kipling. When Earth's last picture is painted, and the tubes are twisted and dried, when the oldest colors have faded, and the youngest critic has died, we shall rest, and faith we shall need it, lie down for an aeon or two, till the master of all good workmen shall put us to work anew. All those who are good shall be happy. They shall sit in a golden chair. They shall splash at a 10-league canvas with brushes of comet's hair. They shall find real saints to draw from, Magdalene, Peter, and Paul. They shall work for an age at a sitting and never grow tired at all. And only the master shall praise us, and only the master shall blame, and no one shall work for money, and no one shall work for fame, but each for the joy of working, and each in his separate star, shall draw the thing as he sees it, for the God of things as they are. I have no doubt Kipling has expressed the teaching of Scripture when he writes of the joy of working in that eternal city. However, the joy of working does not always apply to the work we do on earth. Sometimes our work is difficult, discouraging, and demanding. It may require great sacrifices on our part and can even be dangerous. But whatever our work, if it is honorable, we should remember who our ultimate employer is, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul commanded his Colossian brothers and sisters, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men." He then assured them, "Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Colossians 3, 23 and 24. The word "knowing" in verse 24 means we can know for sure. We can have full knowledge. We are not left to guess if there is a reward for the faithful. We can have full assurance of the Lord's promises. We can know that we shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Many modern theologians and academicians criticize the idea of a reward for service in the Lord's kingdom. But they are badly mistaken in their views of the God we serve. Over and over, Bible writers emphasize the reward we shall receive for faithful service. Jesus Christ Himself promised the faithful at Smyrna, "Fear none of these things that you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison, and you shall be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. The Apostle Peter told his readers, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you." 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Even though we may work independently, or for a small company, or for an industrial giant, in our work we really serve the Lord Christ. The word "serve" comes from the Greek doulao, and means to work as a slave. Paul asked the Roman Christians, "Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Romans 6, 16 through 18. Every time Paul used the word "servant" in these verses, he uses the Greek doulos, slave or bondservant. So everybody is a slave, either of sin or of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to receive the reward of the inheritance, you must work for the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of your employment. Thank you, and may God bless you.